what a win by our guys and our team coming off of a difficult loss last week. And we talked on Monday in here as a team of we couldn't let Missouri beat us twice. Our kids rose up. And our captains, our leaders rose up. And we played an excellent football team. UCF is really talented. They had been 3-0 and played good football. And we knew this was going to be the type of game it was. Back and forth with an explosive offense they had. Two things we had to do. We had to be able to rush the football. We absolutely had to be able to rush the football to try to keep their play count down. And then the second thing we had to do is we had to get some negative plays, some tackle for losses, some things where we could get them off the sticks a little bit. And for us to hold those guys to 59 plays in 25 minutes, and we have it 82 plays in 34-plus minutes, that was the recipe. The easy name is DJ Giddens. We challenged DJ. We said we were going to give you the football. You needed to step up. You have all the ability in the world. We've got to believe in you, and we're going to keep giving it to you and keep giving it to you. And then we didn't know if Will would play, and he was not 100% by any means. But in the second half, I told him, you have to run the football for us to secure this win. You absolutely have to, because they're starting to key in on things. And they weren't rushing him late. They just started batting balls down. Great job by them. So then Will had to become a runner and challenged him a couple times on the sideline, and he responded. And we're 1-0 in league play going into an open week, and couldn't be more thrilled. We're by no means a finished product. We've got to get a lot better as a football team. We're still growing and learning as a team, but excited to come back home in front of a great sellout crowd. Our crowd was phenomenal tonight. They stayed. They were into it. And they were a big factor in a number of delay games they had in the fourth quarter.
Well, what most impressed you about DJ today?
Just how hard he ran, and he wasn't coming down with first contact, and he made people miss in the open field. He ran through arm tackles. He caught the ball out of the backfield. They were doing some things that a running back had to be able to make plays. And doing some things outside with our wideouts that were really good, so we had to set him up with matchups in the pass game too.
So you didn't know if Will was going to play? Was it like game time decision?
Well, he practiced a fair amount last week, but I don't know if he progressed as well as we would have hoped from Wednesday to Thursday. And but we thankfully had a night game. I'm never a fan of night games, and luckily, I know you are, Fitz. But luckily we had the night game so we could get another 12 hours of recovery and rehab for the kid. But we were going to play him, and he wanted to play. I didn't think he could run the ball, watching him warm up. I knew he could throw the heck out of it. And then in the fourth quarter, he had to run the ball.
What were some of the problems the defense was having through the course of the
game? Against really good players. I mean, that's the thing, I guess. I get a little frustrated in the fact of, we play good teams, and there's teams with really good players. And if I'd have told you we were going to give up one trick play, I'd have probably taken it, because they were going to try four or five, and they tried one on the punt return as well. This is what they do, and they do a phenomenal job of it. Are we frustrated? Are we upset that we gave up the trick play? Absolutely. But as has happened to us in the past, last Saturday, we let that play beat us again and beat us again. And this week we said, guys, they're going to make a play. Let them. Okay, great. They made a play. We screwed up. Let's go back. And I was proud of our guys because, you know, whether it was throwing the ball vertical or handing it to zero and giving it to him on a draw play, I mean, they can score from anywhere. And, you know, we held them to essentially 24 points. I know they scored late, but we did some good things on defense. We've got to get better, but we did some good things.
How did you feel about the linebacker play in the first game without being the leader?
It's a work in progress when you don't have your leader out there. A couple things. Dez Purnell was a dude today. Dez Purnell was phenomenal. He got one of our players of the game. He was all over the place. He had the big strip. He's incredibly hard to block. He's getting more and more comfortable. I think he's playing at an all-conference level. Austin Moore is always going to be really good. We got Austin Romaine out there, and we did not expect Jake Clifton to play, and Jake Clifton probably gave us 25, 30 snaps, and so that was really good. Toby gave us some snaps late, and so it stinks to lose your leader out there. But we had all week to prepare not to have Deuce out there. So I thought we did a nice job.
Do you feel like your offensive line's getting a lot better with each week at this point?
Yeah, Duff played a little bit too. You know, that allowed us to keep Beebs on the left side. You know, we rotated Duff and Carver Willis. I thought they both did a nice job. That's a big front. They're physical. They get off blocks well. One thing that we had talked about is we were going to stay committed to the run even if they stuffed us a little bit. And they did. I thought they did a nice job of stuffing us a little bit, but we had to stick with it, especially in the second half when that play count of 82 that we had started to get higher and higher, and I thought we could somewhat wear them down a little bit.
Coach, you always talk about being very good in all three phases of the game. Dolphins defense, special teams had some missed kicks, some big returns on special teams. I guess what goes into kind of
Well, we can't miss the PAT, period. I mean, we can't do that. Jack Bloomer had a bomb of a punt, which is a big, big positive. We took some starters off kickoff. They've got two electric, great players back there, so let's give them credit as well. Something that we have shore up. We had two penalties that we can't have on special teams that took some field position away. It's we're playing some young guys, and we're going to keep working them.
And when you did find out that Will would be the guy to go, I think that kind of gave the guys a nice jolt.
I don't think there's ever a thought that our guys thought that Will wasn't going to play. I really don't. I mean, he's that kind of guy that we just expect Will Howard to play quarterback. And, that's the sign of a great leader like he is.
Did it really fall into place really well for you guys? You guys running 82 plays and Central or UCF running 59?
That was the formula. And for us to be able to rush, and we rushed for whatever, 281 yards, that's K-State football, honestly. I mean, that's against a team like this that can explode and score from anywhere. For us to be able to control that football in that second half was critical. And, you know, our fans did a phenomenal job. They had three delay games in a drive where they just couldn't hear. And I my hat's off to our fans because that was electric tonight. And our guys really fed off them in that second half.
First of all, I want to ask about KT and RJ, how they're doing.
I didn't know that RJ came out until I saw Seth caught the crossing route on the big play. And Seth Porter, who got nicked up early on in the game, another one that got a player of the game for us because he played on every special teams as well as played significant snaps at wide receiver. I don't have an update on RJ. KT did come back in.
And then having Christian Duffy back, how huge was that?
Well, it was huge to get Duff back, but now we get 2 weeks to practice with him so that he'll be full speed. We get 2 weeks to practice with Jake Clifton at full speed. We get 2 weeks to practice with Garrett Oakley, who played a handful of snaps at full speed. So I'm excited to get a few more bodies back there.
And then I guess going on, it is early, but that is this bye week kind of coming at a right time for you?
You know, there, you can always say it comes at the great time, and you always say it comes at an awful time. The fact that it's early in the season, we got to play 8 games in a row, stinks, to be honest with you. But we can't control that, and the fact that I don't think we're playing our best football right now, maybe it is coming at the right time so that we can fix some things, offense, defense, and special teams, because the one thing that I do know, and I'm proud of those guys down there, of the great resolve to find a way to win this game, but they know that we're not playing our best football yet.
Chris, I noticed you were really animated and excited after some of those runs in the fourth quarter. Was there any reason for that, just the separation?
This was a big game, Kellis. It was a huge game to find a way to win this one.
For week 4, is this kind of peak offensive efficiency for you guys?
Not even close. No, we've got to be much better offensively. It was nice we were able to rush the football. We've got to be able to do some things in the passing game. We were much better on third down. I think we were 9 for 15 on third down, which is really good. But I ask any of those offensive guys that you have, I think we can play better, and they would say the same thing.
And I know you mentioned that earlier, but is 82 kind of what you want to circle and put on the bulletin board for possessing the ball?
It just depends on the game. You know, it really does. This one was one of those games because you could see how fast they wanted to go. And when a fast offense is sitting on the sidelines for 6-7 minute drives because we're doing a great job possessing it. It's, you know, then they maybe, you know, try to go after it in big chunks. And we had some big stops in that third and fourth quarter to get the ball back to our offense, and then we were able to capitalize on some drives.
Coach, you talked a lot about just adversity this year, battling adversity. Seems like last week you had more adversity than you had all season. But these guys kind of just be able to continue to overcome that. Does that kind of do a locker room in the long haul of just knowing this team can take care of any situation they're thrown into?
Yeah, we strive on overcoming adversity, and we always talk about, you know, average teams get destroyed by adversity, good teams survive it, great teams get better because of it. And that's what we want to be, a great team. We've got to continue to get better because of the adversity. And I haven't even looked at the injury report. Maybe we had somebody down, but you know what? So what, now what? The next guy has to be able to step up and play like that kid did there in Austin Romaine.